Sechel Masher Paragalf Mishra Gimel Amari Dezila Benafa Acha Ber. Somebody who shakes a tree in order to shake off the fruit that's growing on the tree. And the fruit was shaken off onto a different tree. Osoka Benafla Al Chaberto. Or instead of shaking the entire tree, the person was shaking a single branch also to shake off the fruit from that branch. And the fruit fell onto a different branch. And when the fruit fell onto the other tree or onto the other branch, it subsequently fell onto plants or vegetables that were growing underneath the tree. And the plants or vegetables that were growing underneath the tree were water, so therefore they were damp, they had water on them. And when the fruit fell onto the zram or yurakah that was underneath the tree, they got wet from the water that was on the zram or yurakah. Beishami oimrim bechiyutan ubeitaloimrim einon bechiyutan. Beishami said the fruit that was shaken off and ended up on the zram or yurakah underneath the tree is bechiyutan, meaning that is considered a hechsher, they are now susceptible to become tummy. And since he wanted to shake off the fruit and he knew that the fruit would end up underneath the tree and would get wet from the zram or the yurakos that were being watered underneath the tree. So it's considered that it's nichale, that he wants that liquid, he wanted that liquid to get onto the pears, but since he knew the pears would get wet from that liquid, that's considered nichale, and therefore the pears is mukshar, they are mekabel tuma. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says the pears are not mukshar, they are not bechiyutan, it's not considered nichale. The reason for Beis Hillel is, since the pears were not shaken directly onto this zram or yurakah that was underneath the tree, instead, it first hit a different tree or a different branch. So it's an indirect hit. It only indirectly ended up getting wet from the zram or the yurakah that were underneath the tree. That's not considered nichle. That's considered shalol rason. He didn't want the pears to end up getting wet from the zram or yurakah that were watered underneath the tree. And therefore, they are not mukshar to be makabel tuma. Amar Rabbi Yeshua mishum Abba Yosei chali kofri ish tiva. Rabbi Yeshua said in the name of Abba Yosei chali kipri, that was his name. And he was from a place called Tivon. Tama atmacha, wonder to yourself, im yesh mashke tamei b'torah, achis kavim v'yitin. If there's such a thing as mashka being tamei in the Torah, now when he says tamei over here, he means to say machshir. If the Torah says that liquid is machshir and causes fruit to be makabel tuma, that's only if you're miskavim v'yitin. If you intend to have the mashkin on the fruit, if you're nichale, that the mashkin should be there. Shenemar v'chiyutan mayim alzera, as the pasuk says, v'chiyutan mayim alzera. And Chazal learned out from the pasuk that it has to be nichle. You have to want the mashkin to be on the pears in order for it to be masher. He's explaining here the reason for Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said that in this case, when he shook off the tree, and the tree only indirectly ended up on the zram or yurakah that were underneath the tree, as it first hit the other tree or the other branch before it landed on the wet zram or yurakah. So that's not considered yiskavim v'yitin. That's not considered that he intended to have the fruit get wet from the wet vegetables or zram that were underneath the tree. So therefore, he's explaining that is why they're not machshir b'makabel tuma. That's why, according to Beis Hillel, the peros do not become susceptible to become tamei. And since it only indirectly ended up getting wet, that's not considered nichale, and therefore they are not makabel tuma.
Sechem Achshir and Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Hanoer Aguda Shoyer V'yardu Mitzada Elyon Litachto. Somebody who has a bundle of vegetables, and the bundle of vegetables had become wet, but it was lo nichle. He didn't want it to become wet, so therefore they're not mukshar. They're not yet susceptible to becoming tummy. And he decided to shake out the water from the vegetables. And when he shook out the water went from the vegetables that were higher to the vegetables that were lower, as it didn't shake off completely. Instead, it went down from the vegetables that were higher up to the vegetables that were lower up. Beishame oimrim bechiyutan. Beishelo oimrim einam bechiyutan. Beishame said the lower vegetables, which the water got sprayed on, are bechiyutan, they are mukshar. And since he wanted to shake off the water towards the lower vegetables, and he wanted that the water would go toward the lower vegetables and then fall to the ground, even though it didn't end up falling to the ground, instead it stayed on the lower vegetables, but since that is the way he wanted the water to go towards the lower vegetables, that's considered nichale. It's considered that he wanted the water to go to the lower vegetables, and therefore they are b'chiyutan, they are mukshar, they are now susceptible to becoming tamei. While Beis Hillel disagreed, Beis Hillel, they are not b'chiyutan, as he wanted that the water should go off completely from the vegetables, even though he wanted them to go down towards the lower vegetables, but he wanted that the water would go from the lower vegetables down to the ground, so therefore it's lo nichle, he didn't want the water on the lower vegetables, and they are not mukshar according to Beis Hillel. Amru Beis Hillel le-Beis Shama, v'halo ha-no'er es ha-klach, choshin anu shem yatzu.
min ha'ala la'ala. If somebody has only one stalk of a vegetable, as in this case we're talking about where he has a bundle of vegetables, but let's say he had only one stalk of vegetables, and he shook that stalk to get the water off that vegetable, would we be concerned that maybe the water went from one leaf to another leaf? Meaning to say that in a case where he had only one vegetable, and he tried to shake off the water and it went from one leaf to the other leaf, certainly it would not be b'chiyut, and that's not called nichale. And since he wanted that the water should go off the vegetable completely, if some of the water ended up on a different leaf, we would not call that nichale. So too over here where he has a bundle of vegetables, since he wanted to shake off the water completely, when it goes from a higher vegetable to a lower vegetable, it should not be b'chiyut. Amru lahem b'shama, sha'klach echad v'agudo klacham harbe. B'shama, he said, you can't compare one stalk to an aguda, to a bundle which has a lot of stalks. When you have only one stalk, you can't say that when the water goes from one leaf to another leaf, that would be b'chiyutan, as we have to give all the leaves on the same stalk the same din. We can't say he wanted it on one leaf and not on the other. Since it's only one stalk, we have to give them all the same din, so therefore that would not be b'chiyutan. As opposed to a bundle of vegetables, which has a lot of stalks, we can say that one stalk is b'chiyutan, one stalk is nichale, and the other stalk is not nichale. Amr lahem b'chiyutan. Somebody who brings up a sack full of pears from a river. The sack full of fruit had fallen into the river mistakenly, so therefore that which they got wet from the river, not machzem, since he didn't want it to fall into the river. And he brought it up from the river. And he put it on the side of the river so that the water would drain from the side. And the water went from the upper fruit to the lower fruit. Would we say over there that the lower fruit is nichle, that he wanted the water to go on the lower fruit, and that the lower fruit is the chiyutan, it's mokshur, it's susceptible to becoming tummy? Certainly, we would not say that, as he wanted the water to drain from the sock completely. He didn't want the water to go to the lower fruit. He wanted the water to be drained completely from the sock. So too, in this case, where somebody has a bundle of vegetables, and he shakes the water from the vegetables, even though some of the water ended up in the lower vegetables, that should not be b'chiyutan. Avom helish naim v'nasun zeh agav zeh, Hatachton b'chiyutan. But in this case, Beis Hillel would agree. Somebody who brought up two stacks full of fruit that had fallen into the river, and he put one on top of the other, and the water drained from the upper sack to the lower sack, and the sack on the bottom got wet, in such a case, the fruit in the lower sack would be b'chiyutan, even according to Beis Hillel. Since they're two separate sacks completely, that's considered nichle. Since he wanted to drain the water from the upper sack, and they ended up in the lower sack, that's considered nichle, that he wanted the water to be in the lower sack, and therefore the fruit in the lower sack would be mukshar, would be susceptible to become tummy. Rabbi Yossi Omer HaTachton Tor. Rabbi Yossi says the lower sack would be tor. Rabbi Yossi argues even in this case, even in the case where there's two separate sacks, and they brought them up in the river and put one sack on top of the other, and the water went from the upper sack to the lower sack, the tachton, the lower sack, would be tor, would not be susceptible to becoming tummy, according to Rabbi Yossi, as he did not want the water to end up in the lower sack. He wanted the water to be drained completely from both sacks, so therefore that's not called nichle according to Rabbi Yose, and therefore neither one of the two sacks would be susceptible to become tummy.